This story takes place when I was 17, female. I'm 20 now, so this was roughly 3 years ago. It was a late summer night, and I had just finished my shift working as a retail associate at my local Walmart. I know it's not the best job nowadays, but back then, it was pretty decent for a first job as a 17-year-old. When I got to the bus stop, I get out my phone to track the bus and see that it was delayed by 2 hours. This obviously annoyed me, as I had to get home to go to sleep for school the next morning. There was no way in hell I was going to wait 2 hours for the bus, so I decided that I'd take another way home by walking. I didn't know it then, but this was actually a terrible decision and you'll understand why later. My neighborhood is about a 20 to 30 minute walk, so I sucked it up and began the walk home. This area at the time of night was pretty quiet. Not many cars on the streets. As I'm heading up the street, listening to my music and whatnot, I hear an engine not too far behind me. At first I thought it was just my music playing, but after taking my earbuds out, that simply wasn't the case. About maybe 20 or so feet away was a pair of headlights approaching. Not really thinking anything of it, I turn back to my music when the car eventually pulls up beside me. Now, being a girl planning on majoring in mechanics, I was able to identify both the year and model of the car. It was a 2004 Honda Accord, and inside was a man that I had never seen before waving at me. I turned to him and gave him a friendly wave back just to be polite. I then see him motion for me to take out my headphones, and when I do, he begins to ask what my name was and if I knew where Water Creek was. Now, I lived in my city my whole life, and not once have I ever heard of a place called Water Creek. I just assumed it was some neighborhood and apologized and told him I didn't know where it was and that my name was Sarah. There was a long pause after I told him this, until he asked for directions to another area I didn't know the name of. Wanting to just get home and not wanting to talk to him anymore, I lie and tell him to go straight and make two lefts until he gets onto the highway. He stops for a moment in confusion and asks me if I could get into the car to direct him and that he'd pay for an Uber so I could get back. I politely decline and tell him I had a curfew and had to get home. However, he persisted and asked again if I could please get into the car with him. I tell him no once again and walk a bit faster so he could hopefully get the hint. Thankfully he does, where he then says something along the lines of, "You have a nice night, Sarah." I managed to make it home safely, but not without my mom scolding me about how I was out so late and why I didn't call her. My mom is not a night owl by any means and always went to bed early, hence why I didn't call her to pick me up. I give her the usual "I'm sorry" statement and head up to my room to get some sleep. Now, here's where things start to get really weird. I was asleep for a good few hours when I suddenly awoke to a weird noise from outside. I take a look at my phone and it's about 3:30 a.m. I just sigh to myself, wondering what it was that was keeping me awake. Anyways, there I am, looking out my window and see the all-too-familiar Honda Accord with someone standing below my window. "Hey, Sarah, you up there? Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you." I scream at the top of my lungs, causing my mom to barge into my room in a panic. I'd like to note that my mom is ex-military and doesn't take crap from anyone, so when she came into my room, she was alert. I find the words to tell her that there was a man on our property who had been following me. My mom then had this visibly upset face and opened my window where she began to scream at the man, telling him to back off or that she would end him. My mom is very tough and demanding, so when I saw that he wasn't going away, I got chills. Why my dad isn't home is another story that was way too long worth explaining. The man just stood there on my lawn, staring up at the window as if he were waiting for one of us to come down. I then see my mom run over to her room, only for her to come back out. In her hand, a pistol. She cocks back the gun and points it out the window, aiming it directly at the man. My mom begins to count to three, and that's when the man finally gets in his car and drives off. To be honest, he probably thought my mom was bluffing when she said she'd end him, which is why he didn't leave then. I hug my mom, and we call the police who had patrolled the area looking for the guy. Unfortunately, they didn't have any luck doing so. I'm not sure what his motive was, and I don't really want to know. However, I had found out just what it was not too long after. It wasn't until a few days later where we had gotten the news that a girl just a little older than me had went missing in the area. She was found dead in a field nearly 5 miles away from where she was last seen. The local media picked up on it, and when we saw the person responsible, I nearly threw up. Yeah, you guessed it. It was the same person who tried to lure me into their car. The same person who was at my house that night. Thankfully, he was arrested and sentenced to 15 years in prison. Some say he had a bail of $100,000 to his name that his family ended up paying, but that's not been confirmed nor denied. I sincerely hope he's still locked up in prison, and if he isn't, I hope he's suffering somehow. This world is truly broken. This story is told in the perspective of a female. This all took place when I was around 16 or 17. I lived in one of the more poor neighborhoods of Los Angeles, and have always been taught the dangers of adults with bad intentions. I was obviously aware of this, but to be honest, I didn't pay much attention as I had that mindset that it would never happen to me. I know, big mistake. For context, it was the summer of 2016, and I had just gotten home from school when I got a text from my best friend inviting me to a party. I had a lot of homework to do, but seeing as it was a Friday night with the weekend upon us, I told her I was down. My mom, who was near and dear to me, had dropped me off that night, telling me to have fun but to always be aware and not to go home with anyone. I didn't think much of her reminder as usual. I met up with my friend who I'll refer to as Abigail, who introduced me to some of her friends as well. Fast forward a few hours later, we're all partying and overall just having a good time when I start to remember just how tired I was. I obviously didn't want to sleep at the party, so I tell Abigail that I'm gonna head home and to get some sleep. Being the good friend she was, she offered to drive me home, which I declined for some reason, telling her I'd be fine. In hindsight, this is the one thing I shouldn't have done. I thank her for inviting me and begin my walk home with my hoodie over my head, just reflecting on life. Whenever I have moments by myself or alone, I always found myself at peace for some reason. It was around 2 a.m. and there were almost no cars on the streets, which was rare considering that this was a huge residential area. I'm about halfway home when I see a bus stop up ahead. Sitting on the bench of this bus stop was a middle-aged woman wearing a nightgown holding a baby that had been crying. The baby is covered in a blanket, so while I did notice it, I didn't actually see it. At one point, the woman sees me and practically begs for me to give her money to feed her baby. Being a broke high school student with no job, I apologize and told her I didn't have any. This didn't seem to faze her, as she disregarded what I had said, still asking for money. Saying things as to how her baby was sick, that it needed food, etc. I apologize once again and tell her no, and as I'm trying to get away, I notice something off. The way the baby was crying sounded weird. I couldn't put my finger on it, but after a few seconds, I realized something that chilled me to the bone. The crying is on a loop. It's the same sobbing, screaming, then wailing, circling back. It didn't take me long to figure out that it was a speaker and that there was probably no baby. The woman seemed to have caught on to my suspicions as she's now staring at me with this blank face. I told the woman that I actually forgot my wallet at my house and told her I'd go get it and that I'd be back. With that, I ran back to the party so fast, praying to God nobody followed me. I ended up telling Abigail about it and stayed at the party until my mom came for me. She gave me some criticism for my negligence, but was thankful I was safe. The authorities were called, but I don't remember if they found the woman or not. Till this day, I still don't know what their intentions were. Chances are they weren't good. It was probably the scariest moment of my life, and it's also the reason why I never walk home alone at night. This took place in 2017 when I was a junior in college. For context, I live in somewhat of a small town in East Massachusetts, which happens to be quite a ways away from my campus. This commonly resulted in me having to rely on taking the train to get to and from school for classes. When my parents were home, I'd normally just get a ride from them, but when they weren't home, I'd have to take the train. Owning a car was expensive, and taking an Uber was a hassle. I'd mostly take the train to and from campus where I would go during the day and get home by night. As a child, I've always had somewhat of an innate fear of the night. Not so much the night itself, but what lies in the night. I've never had anything to base this fear on until a night I had gotten off at the train station and saw a woman sitting by herself on a bench. This was weird as it was closing in on 1 a.m. on a school night, which meant that no other trains would be operating until the next day. For whatever reason, I look over to her and we briefly make eye contact. But from there, it was too late. From my peripheral vision, I can see the woman begin to get up and walk over to me in a hurry. Acting like I didn't notice or care, I ordered an Uber to get home when she comes up to me and stands about 3 feet away from me. I give her a smile and she's looking at me with this blank expression, as if she were doing something mundane, like taking out the trash or mowing the lawn. In the most monotone voice I've ever heard, she says,
"Hi, my car is broken. Can you help me fix it?"
First of all, there's no cars in the nearby parking lot, and second, if she did have a car, why was she waiting at a train station? I thought of it as a little weird, but I didn't feel threatened or afraid. I apologized and told her that I couldn't, as I had a curfew and had to get home. However, she disregarded what I had said and kept on insisting for me to help her. Being a guy who majored in engineering, I would have helped, but seeing as there was no car in sight, I couldn't do anything. I then asked her about this, expecting her to come up with some excuse. But instead of responding to me with a reason, she says something that still haunts me till this day.
"Come on now, Brandon. Don't bother me with details."
After that, she then forms this unsettling smile that looked like it had belonged to a witch that chilled me to the bone and went back to where she was sitting. To put things into perspective, Brandon is my name, and I have no idea as to how she knew it. I've never seen this woman in my life, and I wasn't wearing anything that would display my name. Thankfully, my Uber had pulled in, and I had gone home. Later that same week, I had woken up to 10-plus phone calls and texts from different numbers. All of them ranging from "Hi, how are you?" to "I'll find you." I knew there was a big chance that it had to do with something from the other night. Two things don't happen in a short period of time like that without them being linked somehow. I never saw that woman again, and I don't take the train at night. This happened when I was a junior in college, when I was about 19 or 20, and I almost forgot about it until my dad brought it up to me. I don't remember the story in full detail, but I definitely remember what took place and how it took place and thought I'd share it. I live in a terraced house, which, for those of you who don't know, is multiple homes fused together. Down my street is this little shopping center that turned out to be really popular in my area. It basically consisted of many shops, restaurants, and a grocery store, which I worked at. Being a full-time student at my university, I only worked part-time at my job, so I was only there on weekends. Weekends were perhaps the busiest days, as many people would be off of work, and getting food was an essential errand. Now, I know this sounds super controversial to say, but I actually enjoyed my job. I was the one responsible for stocking items in their respective places, which made time fly by faster for me. You'd sometimes have to deal with entitled customers and Karens, but that rarely ever happened. One day, one of my managers called me during the week, asking if I could come in since they were short-staffed. I had just ended class around this time, and as much as I didn't want to, it meant more money in my pocket at the end of the day. I said yes, and came in to cover the other person's shift. It was a 6-hour shift, and we had closed at 11, so that meant I would be working until very late. This bothered me a lot, as I had a 7 a.m. class in the morning, so that meant I wouldn't be getting enough sleep. But I had just told myself that it was a one-time thing and that I'd push through. Fast forward till around 10:30 p.m., the store is pretty much dead, and I'm in the produce section stocking the last few items. As I'm stocking them, my manager radios me and tells me to go put away the shopping carts that were left out in the parking lot. I hated doing that, as these carts were heavy and I wasn't strong whatsoever. However, I suck it up and go outside and start collecting carts. As I'm bringing the carts back to the store, I hear someone calling me from out in the parking lot. I turn around, and about halfway into the lot is a man walking towards me with a backpack on. He appeared to be in his mid-20s, wore a hat, and looked like your average college student. He approaches the outside of the store, and I ask him how I could be of help. Very firmly, he asks if we were still open and if he could just pick up a few things. I of course tell him yes and hand him one of the shopping carts I had, telling him he could use it. He looks at me with this blank stare and nods his head and takes off his backpack and asks if I could hold it for him. I was a bit hesitant on doing so, but I couldn't really say no and told him I would. The very second he hands me the bag, he pulls out a gun and points it at my neck while putting his finger to his lips.
"If you scream, I will shoot you. Come with me and don't you say a word."
I felt my entire world shrivel up and die as this happened. Fear is not enough to even describe what I felt in that moment. I was petrified, too scared to make any noise or even cry. He slowly begins to march me over to his car with him as he still had me at gunpoint. In that moment, thoughts and scenarios flooded my mind, wondering what was going to happen to me or where he was taking me. I didn't know, and to be honest, I was too horrified to care. He opens the trunk of his car and tells me to get in and that I better not try and run. Obviously, I comply and get into the trunk when all of a sudden I hear the voice of my manager screaming at the man at the end of the parking lot. He's now running to the car, and I took that chance to book it, praying to God that he would miss if he shot at me. I'd like to point out that my manager is a huge dude, so when this man saw him, he got in his car and floored it. I practically jump into my manager's arms, crying my eyes out. All the while, he's comforting me and asking me if I was okay. However, I could barely keep a sentence straight and just tried explaining what had happened. We managed to get inside the store and he immediately calls 911 while he sat me down in the back office. The whole time, I just bawled my eyes out while we waited for the police to arrive. Fortunately, my city's police department acts fast, so they got here pretty quickly. At this point, I had calmed down a little bit and remembered the police asking me a few questions about the man I had seen. I gave them my best description, and that's when they had called my parents to come and get me. They were very much concerned as well, but thanked the police and my manager for acting quickly. I stopped going to school and work for about a week after that, and my manager never let me go outside to gather the cards that night again. As scary as this was, my manager ended up apologizing to me for letting me go outside alone at night. While I didn't see any reason for an apology, I accepted it to say the least, and now work my normal weekend shifts. About a few weeks later, police did some digging and had managed to track down who it was that tried to kidnap me. The gun he pointed at me was apparently fake, but that's not been confirmed nor denied. Till this day, I still get chills whenever I think about this incident, and I never go outside during the night alone. I hope you can use my story to act as a sort of tool to help you understand that there are truly some messed up and twisted people in this world. So, this is something that happened to me when I was around 18 or so. I had just gotten my first ever real paying job at a grocery store in my hometown of Greenville, North Carolina. For context, this happened on Halloween night of 2005, and I was just about to finish up my shift. Seeing that it was Halloween, the store was pretty much dead with the exception of a few customers picking up some late night candy. Anyway, we're about 30 minutes away from closing, and my assistant manager tells me to count the register and that I could just go home after and that he'd close up. My manager was the best boss you could ever ask for. He cared for the staff and always wanted you to improve. I finish counting the register, and that's when we all hear the front doors open and see four men in masks drawing their guns at us, telling us to get down. It was only me, my manager, and one other coworker in the store, so we all get on the floor with our hands up. One of the men goes towards my manager and puts a gun to his head, demanding all of the money we had from our registers. Very calmly, my manager tells me to unlock all of the registers and to give them whatever money we had. That's when another one of the men approached me and rushes me to open the cash register as I got out the key. However, I was in so much shock that my hand started to shake, which caused me to struggle to put the key in. Then, as if things couldn't get any worse, the key wouldn't unlock the damn drawer no matter how many times I tried. The lock mechanism on the register is messed up, so it was a hassle when you tried to lock or unlock it. This caused him to get even more agitated with me, which made him start telling threats if I didn't open it now. After a good minute of struggling to unlock the register, it finally flies open, where I then felt a sigh of relief. The man then pulled out a bag and happily took the money in the register, which ended up accumulating to about $800 total. They then used this key to unlock all of the other registers, and once they did, they booked it out the door, getting into what we assumed was their getaway car. I'd say we were all in shock for a good few minutes before getting up, trying to process as to what the hell just happened. My manager, being the cool and collective guy he was, told everyone to stay calm and that he was calling the cops. The cops came and took down a report and even reviewed the camera footage from inside the store. However, seeing that it was 2005, the camera quality wasn't the best, and on top of that, we didn't have the best security equipment. Judging by how they were dressed and how direct they were, I theorized that they could have been part of some mafia group. Of course, this is just a theory, however, and I don't know if it's true. Mind you, I live in a small, yet somewhat rural town, so nothing like this ever happens here, and when it does, it's usually just a minor crime. But I guess I learned that night that nobody is ever really safe. At the end of the day, it's probably a lot more dangerous than you think, as I've obviously learned that firsthand. The scariest part about this, however, is that if I had taken even a minute longer to open the register, I probably wouldn't be sitting here writing this. Back in my early 30s, I worked in transportation as a trucker in my home state of West Virginia. Sometimes we'd only spend so much time on the road, and that's if work opened up for us. Half the time, we'd pretty much end up just doing whatever we wanted with our spare time. However, when we were driving, we were on very tight schedules and had to be at our destinations in a timely manner. While it may seem like a chill job, it was sometimes stressful when you're driving for 11 plus hours. Out of the 4 plus years I've been a trucker, I've definitely encountered some weird experiences while on the road. These ranged anywhere from weird people when delivering goods and even a few people out on the road who were clearly drunk. In other words, nothing too bad ever occurred in terms of danger. There was this one time, however, where I saw something absolutely unexplainable during one of my trips. If I can remember correctly, it was a Tuesday night, and I'd been doing my usual routine of driving a full 10 hours to haul some items to a facility. I was driving down this long road somewhere in Ohio that stretched across the state. The road that I was on was very long, with forest on both sides of it. I mainly do shifts near the woodland areas, so it wasn't uncommon for me to be driving on routes like these. It was surprisingly quiet on this road, as there were no other vehicles nearby, which made for a relaxed drive. It's around 4 a.m., and I'm around the halfway mark to my destination when I see a red rubber ball come bouncing in the front of my truck from the woods. Naturally, I slam my brakes while yelling an "Oh crap," coming to a complete halt. As I stopped the truck, my mind began racing about what the hell I just saw and what I should do. At this point, I'm 99% certain that there had to be a kid playing out here, and that's when I step out of my truck to give the person a piece of my mind. As I get out, I then see that the road is completely empty. I was seemingly the only person on this road, and there wasn't anyone around who could have thrown that ball. However, that's when I remembered where the ball was thrown from and where I was. At that point, I knew there had to be someone in those woods who threw it, and I was definitely not going to stick around to find out. Mind you, I'm far out from the nearest town, so there weren't any houses around for miles. I get back into my truck and floor it down the road with all these questions and scenarios flooding in my head. In that point in time, I wasn't sure if the person who threw that ball was a kid or if someone purposely did that to make me get out to lure me to some trap. That scenario still sends a chill down my spine whenever I think about it. As I'm driving off, I could have sworn I saw a figure emerge from the tree line and onto the road. However, they didn't look like a kid, and they definitely weren't some animal. Because it was so dark out, I couldn't see their features or face. Just a tall black silhouette standing in the middle of the road. Long story short, I completed my shift that night and pretty much told my fellow truckers about it. A few had even told me that they've had similar experiences while en route. I've had a few other weird encounters, but this one definitely takes the prize. For whatever reason, this story still sticks with me while driving, as it's something I can't seem to forget. Till this day, I always wonder how everything would have played out if I had gone into those woods to look for anyone. One thing is for sure, is that I never took a route on that road again. This took place around 5 years ago, back when I worked as a trucker for an independent contractor. It was a really good paying job, where I made enough to financially support myself and my family. While it might have had great pay and benefits, there were times where us truckers had to encounter and deal with things we didn't want to. Many of these things included rude people you'd meet and constant hours of driving and stress. To be exact, this happened during the winter of 2018 at around 8 p.m. I had been assigned a specific route to deliver some manufacturing items to car dealerships that were located in isolated areas. These areas included towns, districts, and other small settlements that were away from big cities. These were the types of places that were located in the more rural side of the state that needed supplies, which is mainly what I did for most of the time. Anyway, I had been driving on the roads trying to be extra careful as the roads were slippery due to the ice. After all, it was snowing heavy out here, and I wasn't about to have a full-on rollover. Mid-drive, I noticed the tank was low and that I had to eventually get fuel. Thankfully, there were several truck stops along these roads, so it wouldn't be much of a hassle getting fuel. In about 20 minutes, I pull into a truck stop and get out and proceed to pump fuel. Now, each trucker was provided with a fuel card issued by the company, which basically pays for the fuel. As I'm waiting, I then see a man walking in circles around the small building to my left. He's pacing back and forth while looking up at the sky with his hands in his pockets, not saying a word. Looking back, it kind of looked like what someone would do when they're thinking or brainstorming ideas. I think nothing of it and tend to my phone as I wait for the truck to fill up. As I'm waiting, I then see from the corner of my eye, the person stop and begin to slowly walk over to me. He looked nothing like another trucker or employee, but rather someone who you would think as homeless. This station was practically in the middle of nowhere, so it didn't make any sense as to why this person should be out here. He approaches me and asks me for money in a very entitled manner. I tell him that I'm in a rush and that I had to get back on the road, hoping he'd get the hint. However, it didn't seem to work as he insisted that I'd give him money. Being the nice guy I was, I hand him a $5 bill, just hoping he'd take it and go away. That thankfully seemed to do the trick, as he then walked into the store and walked out with a cigarette pack. It was annoying, but the truck was almost ready where I would then be able to drive off. Once it was full, I decided I'd grab a quick coffee from the shop to just keep myself awake. When I came back out, however, the man was nowhere to be seen, which I didn't really mind. I get into my truck and pull out of the station and back on the road. I'd say right then, I began to feel really tired, even while sipping on my coffee. However, the destination was only an hour away, so I figured I'd make it in time. Fast forward about a half hour later, I'm still driving, just wanting my shift to end, when I feel a cold hand grab my face from behind me. This caused me to swerve off the road into the snow, where I eventually got out, pulling the same man out of the truck from the station. I'd say the fight was over in a matter of seconds, with me delivering several blows to his head. He then got up, but instead of fighting, he just ran the opposite way, disappearing into the snow. I took that time to get back in and floor it down the road, where I thankfully made it to the destination where I called the police. The only problem was that the road I was on was in the middle of nowhere, so the chances of finding him again were slim. I continued my trucking career for another 2 years after that, and then went on to work on an oil rig. It's safe to say that I've never experienced anything like that again, but as far as I know, these incidents with truckers aren't isolated. I've heard several stories from truckers that would make you not want to leave your house. Anyway, that's my story, and I hope you'll learn to be aware of your surroundings.